Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life as we find out what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. And Andrea Ferrier with us once again, as she is always, to let us know what's going on at the shelter. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thanks. It's always nice to be here.
Despite the gloomy weather outdoors.
I'm just not thinking about it. Just not going to think about it. That's right.
there's some bright, sunny things that can be available for you at the shelter
just
if you get a new
that's,
pet.
There you go. Brighter futures. I like that. It can make it feel like spring any day. How about that?
Exactly. And we do have some animals to talk about here this week for the shelter.
Yep. Winter tends to be a little bit quieter for the shelter, so we never know from week to week what we're going to have. But we do have a couple of animals available for adoption. If you are looking for a dog, I know I've mentioned before, I'm a cat person, but oh my goodness, the dogs that are there right now, so cute. There's a black and white lab. It's a black lab mix. He's got just a little bit of white on him. He's about 6 months old, and he's just at that playful, energetic, you know, play with me, play with me, play with me, play with me. Not so much as to be irritating, but just really engaging and endearing. So he has had a lot of interest. I don't know that he'll last very long, but I thought I'd mention it at least, see if he's still there, if you're interested in a pet like that. And then if you like a little bit smaller dog, this is a little bit smaller dog. Gigi is a very, very sweet, very tiny min pin puppy. She was just born on December 4th. You know, it's sort of hard to fathom how a dog can be that tiny and still have all the working pieces. You know, this is a tiny, tiny little puppy. But she's very, very sweet. She loves snuggling. She's ready for adoption and really ready for a good home. So it's astonishing to me how little they can make those little dogs. But anyway, even when she's full grown, she's not going to be very big, but she's very, very sweet. So those are the two dogs that we have available right now. And we also have a cat, Tucker. I believe we spoke about him last week. He's adult male, not terribly old, but, you know, seasoned at least enough to be past the foolish kitten stage, so to speak. He is not neutered. He's very, very lovable, but he's a little bit on the shy side. I would guess that maybe he was found as a stray, and my guess would be he hasn't been, you know, a house cat per se all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. It certainly has the knowledge to be a great house cat, but he's just a little on the shy side. This would be a great cat for someone who wants to give him a lot of love and attention and be really patient in introducing him to a new household. And he's really, really sweet. I'd really love to see Tucker go to a home where, you know, he could make somebody happy and somebody could make him happy also.
All right, so some good options there for you. A couple of different, I guess, size choices there at the dog front. Yes. And then also a nice cat available there for
Tucker,
you.
Tucker the cat is like seven times bigger than Gigi the min pin puppy. So
there you go. That's some good perspective.
There you go.
You. All right. And we were talking here before we got started off air that you have some new options as well here for folks. You know, you always don't think about the logistical side of picking up that new pet, and you've got something that'll help people out a little bit.
Yeah, we hope when people come to pick up a pet that they're prepared and have all the equipment and everything. But one of the things that seems is hard to remember is a carrier, especially if you're getting a cat or a smaller dog. You know, you think, oh, you're just going to carry it home, which can work, but there are certain situations for the safety of the animal and others around that you need to have a carrier. So for people who come in, we actually had someone donate funds to the shelter, and because of that, and we're so grateful for donations because of that, we were able to purchase these wonderful, really sturdy cardboard carriers. They've got the holes cut out, they've got a carrying handle, they've got a cute little picture on the side, and they make a really safe, cozy environment if you're taking home a cat or a small dog. So anybody who comes and adopts one of these, an animal that will fit in there, gets to take one home with them. So they'll have a safe way to carry them. And they're sturdy enough. Certainly you can save them and reuse them for trips to the vet or anytime you have to go on a car ride or something. But if that's something that you don't have and you need for a pet that you already have, we are going to make them available for sale for $5. So, you know, if you're looking at your cat and your cat's looking at you and you know you got a trip to the vet coming up, you know, this is a really safe option for everybody to be able to have these kind of carriers. And they're just $5 and they're very sturdy. They're very reusable. So we appreciate donations precisely for this reason. We can do these kinds of things then.
All right. Well, a great option there for folks, and you know, something that You know, you get into adopting a new pet, and I think sometimes you think, well, you know, hey, the cost is really cheap, but then you go to the store, you end up buying a few more things. Oh, this is really cute. This will be great for them. So maybe that sometimes gets out of range for folks to get everything that they really do need, and here's something that, you know, can make it a little easier on you when you stop by there.
Anything we can do to get these animals into good, loving homes that'll work for everybody, that's what we want to do.
All right, and the shelter location, so folks can stop on by.
Yep, we're at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 to noon.
All right, and if folks have questions otherwise as well, they can always call the shelter also.
Yep, 712-243-2287.
And we have some availability for them to get in touch with folks on the web as well if you're looking for information in that regard.
Yep, if you want to see the animals that are available, you can go to petfinder.com and just type in Atlantic's zip code and you'll be able to see the animals that are available. Or you can also, for those of you who are on Facebook, you can also go to Atlantic Animal Shelter on Facebook.
All right, so some options here for you this week at the shelter. We hope folks stop on by and adopt these pets, and hopefully the good cycle will continue here for
us. That's right. Ease the gloom of the winter weather
there
by getting a pet.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Andrea, this week.
Thanks so much. And when you go in, make sure you tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That'll do it for Leash on Life.